Does it ever wake you up in the middle of the night, that feeling that one day you have to rewatch for the show X-Men: The Last Stand?
It does indeed.
What do you do when you wake up to that?
I feel a great swell of pity in my soul just to have to do that.
Why do you want to do it still?
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answer?
Ah, yes, the continuing search for listeners.
I know I'll always search, even if it does mean having to watch some rubbish entry into a franchise.
Bum 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 bum
Damn
bum bum bum
it. Oh.
Oh, welcome to the Paul and Griff Show. Good self, Paul.
You got myself Griff.
And you got no one else. How you doing, Griff?
I'm good, I'm good. It's been another crazy weeks of vaccines. 90%, let's order them. 95%, let's order them. Jesus Christ, I think we're panic buying vaccines. But yeah, apart from
We need to
that,
get an Amazon Prime.
I'm good. Some
Yeah,
Prime.
I'm not fucking
100%
around.
100% proof.
100% proof. Get your
I suppose we'll get
vaccine.
to vaccine. I suppose we'll get to vaccines if X-Men The Last Stand. But yeah, it's been a crazy week. But apart from that, I'm good. Are you good? I never ask you back, really, do I? Are you
I'm
good?
aware of this. I'm very well, thank you. I'm living in the same universe as you. There is a lot of craziness going on, and yeah, continually tired but excited nonetheless. As we discuss this world of mutants, the
Indeed.
forgotten Marvel.
The Marvel before Marvel Studios had to
Yeah.
bring in the B team. This is the A team of Marvel.
The Marvel we all wanted until we didn't
This
want it
is
anymore.
Marvel we wanted and we enjoyed, and then we didn't want it anymore, and then we got back to enjoying again, and then we don't want it anymore. And now we're kind of teased that like it could be part of the MCU.
There's
It's a
only
very
one real survivor from this. Only one
wonder.
real character survived into greatness. But of course, we're talking about X-Men, and we're dissecting that later on, as well as our top six mutant powers that we would want. I guess that's how we can word it. Top six mutant
Yeah.
powers. Yeah, which probably sound familiar to something you might hear in the show. So that's a bit of a coincidence.
Ba
But
ba ba.
before we get all to that, we are going to be bubba barring because it's going to be this week's movie news.
And the first news, we got a great trailer for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. Now I know last week we talked about Saved by the Bell, and like I suppose that's more of a reboot of a TV show, but this reunion does look really, really good. I think it's set to be on HBO Max.
Yeah, it feels like a celebration, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's gonna be emotional because obviously the actor who played Uncle Phil, James Avery, is no longer with us anymore. The snippets it's shown us seems very much like they're all a family. They all still mostly get on, and it just literally feels like they haven't seen each other. Like they haven't been in the same room all together since the show ended.
Yeah, which I guess makes sense because it'd be hard to get everyone together, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you go on to your day jobs, your new jobs.
Job
Obviously,
jobs.
Will Smith went on to greatness.
He did a couple of films,
He did a couple of films.
but he
He
never
went up
played the
there and
Riddler, did
he didn't. He went up there and whooped E.T.'s ass,
he? Hey.
so to speak. And obviously, Alfonso, he went on and did Dancing with the Stars, I think, and some other
Yeah.
stuff. I remember he's in, he did, wasn't he in Your House with LL Cool J, some like TV show? It was.
Yes. He was. I used to like
That
that show,
was.
but I like LL Cool J. I think
Was an E4? Was it an E4?
it might have been E4. Well, it might have been before E4. It might have been Channel 4. How long's E4 been? I don't know.
Quite a while. I remember E4 was like one point Nickelodeon was the channel to be on. Then E4 came out, and it felt like, oh, I'm going home to watch some E4.
My dad's monies, didn't they? They're the E4's money.
Well, yeah, well, I think it was kind of brought out so you could watch like Big Brother like 24 hours back when you could actually just watch them kind of sleeping. It's a bit weird, ain't it?
That's sort
But
of
that was a
evolved
thing.
into
That was a thing. Oh.
Gogglebox now. You just watch people watching TV.
Oh, but do you remember that Big Brother was just watching it and you think, oh, you're going to get the chat, but all we hear is bird songs because they're actually talking about things that they can't really talk about.
Yeah, you're just sitting there waiting for snippets, and it'll go up and goes, yeah, but last Thursday, I know, but I was just a beep, 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 because you beep, 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 beep. That was pretty much it for about,
Oh,
yeah.
I wish we were joking. I wish we were joking, but that was it. But yeah, Freshman Explosion Reunion. Do we have a date? November 19th. Oh, that's only like a couple of days away. But probably, I don't know when we'll get over here
I'm
because
ready for it.
HBO Max isn't a thing. I've heard rumors that like we're getting, what was that film? That Groundhog Day film that was HBO
Oh,
Max.
yeah, not spring
We're not getting
break,
that.
was it?
We're not getting that till next year. So that shows you like the length. And I feel that came out like 2 months ago.
Huh.
That's gonna bug me.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have brought it up, really, should you?
I shouldn't.
You
But
feel placed in this situation.
while I look up this, we'll go on to the other bit of news we had. We had another new WandaVision trailer, a little bit longer than the first trailer, but I still haven't a clue what it's about. I'm sure it'll be great because it's Disney Plus, but when they announced it came out January 2015, when it was announced going to be January 15th, it cemented that this is the first time, I think since 2009, we're not going to get any new Marvel Cinematic Universe TV shows or movies,
Oh yeah.
which is a shame, but it
Yeah,
is what
but
it
to be
is.
fair, with Endgame, it's a welcome break. If it's gonna work out at any point, it's a perfect time to do it.
Totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally
It's
agree.
a great it's sort of a good chance to step away, get a complete refresh and step back in, I think.
Palm Springs. I know all our listeners were screaming at us, Palm Springs. And you said
Oh.
Spring Breakers, you were close to it. Palm Springs.
Sort of, I remembered it. We spoke about it for a couple of weeks, didn't we? So it's
Yeah, we
sort of there,
did.
isn't
I
it?
think it's like when we started doing movie news. That's how long ago, like,
I'm
I think
waiting.
it came out. And
First,
yeah, we're only getting it next year. But yeah, WandaVision, I don't know. The only thing I get, I don't get goosebumps, but like, it's the bit where he's like, oh, are you dead? Like, why do you think that? Because you're dead. That's the only thing I get kind of like, oh, this could be interesting. But I don't know. I hope it's not like a lot in black and white. I hope that's just the trailer effects.
I like black and white. I wanted to make a whole horror movie in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a whole movie. I wanted to do it in black and white. I also started writing, getting people to know about me a bit more. I also wrote a whole, tried to write a horror movie completely based off Lady Gaga's first album.
Wow,
You know how
it's a
you had like,
monster.
you had Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to take songs from Lady Gaga's first album, but somehow compose it into a horror script.
I hear she's a list of mate. Pitch it, pitch it. That would be amazing.
I mean, you say amazing. It would be something. But
It'd be done.
yeah, so it's just
End
random
up, end
projects.
up someone, we end up someone poking her in the face.
Well, it would be in there, wouldn't it? And then let's dance. It's going to be okay. Do, 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 do.
I remember talking about black and white. I remember lending someone at work Clerks and not telling him it was black and white. And for ages, he thought one of the kids had played around with the back of a TV.
Ah, just sorry, it's not me for once.
Not you for once. No, I lent someone from work it and he actually watched it. It was not you. It was not
Genius. Shots fired.
you. Shots fired. But yeah, WandaVision, January 15th. It'll be interesting. not massive like film news as per se, but it was the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, and I was very interested in some of the winners.
Shout out.
So the winner of 2020, the movie of 2020, have you seen? I know I put the link in the group. Did you see who won?
No, because I thought you'd discuss it, so I thought it added to the
Cool.
excitement.
I'll give you the nominations.
Yeah.
Trolls World Tour, The Old Guard, Bad Boys for Life, The Invisible Man, Project Power, Hamilton, Extraction, Birds of Prey, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Who'd you reckon won?
The probably not trolls. Oh God, what was the third one again?
Bad Boys for Life.
No, next one.
Invisible Man.
Oh, next one.
Project Power. Hamilton.
Hamilton,
Extraction.
Hamilton, Hamilton. That was it.
Hamilton didn't win it. It was
Oh.
Bad Boys for Life, which I was like, what? And where were the gentlemen on this list? This would be more like take your interest. And this will probably ang well, I suppose I've given it away really, anger you. Comedy movie of 2020. The nominations are Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga,
Yeah, there we go. It's the funniest one I've seen
Like a
one.
Boss, The Kissing Booth 2,
Oh.
The King of Staten Island, The Lovebirds, The Wrong Missy, To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You, Bill and Ted Face the Music,
Eurovision.
The Kissing Booth 2.
Oh.
It's like, what the hell? And this confuses me even more, right? So, Bad Boys for Life won the movie of 2020.
Yeah.
The action movie of 2020, the nominations are Bad Boys for Life,
Yeah.
Birds of Prey, and the Fantabulous blah, 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 One Harley Quinn,
Mulan.
Bloodshot, Extraction, Mulan, Project Power, Tenet,
Who
The Old Guard.
is
Did you
that
say Mulan?
girl I
Correct,
see?
correct.
Oh.
Mulan. So, where's Bad Boys for Life won movie of 2020?
Did you have to
It
pay to
didn't
watch
win
them get
action
their
movie.
award?
I don't know. And I could go on more. There's like Family Movie of 2020, which was won by Onward. The Drama Movie of 2020 is won by Hamilton, which I argue Hamilton is not a movie. It is a, you're watching the show. I don't know. I've got a bit of an, I'm not saying it's not a great show, but it's not a movie.
It's just a live action film, though.
You're watching the play.
Yeah, but if it was a film all shot in one shot, would you count that as a film, or
Oh, true.
would you
I don't
count? I
spend too
mean,
much time on these People's Choice Awards because I suppose it is voted for by the people. The Male Movie Star of 2020. We'll just do two more categories. So the nominations are Chris Hemsworth for Extraction, Jamie Foxx, Project Power, Lin-Manuel Miranda for Hamilton, Mark Wahlberg for Spencer Confidential, Robert Downey Jr. for Doolittle, Tom Hanks for Greyhound, Vin Diesel for Bloodshot, or Will Smith for Bad Boys for Life.
oh, I enjoyed Extraction, so I'll go for
It was won by Will Smith, Bad Boys for Life,
that. Yeah, I suppose it was best film of the year, so that sort of makes sense.
which is crazy. And the female movie star of 2020, before we fastly move
Mulan.
on, Camila Mendes, Dangerous Lies, Charlie Theron, The Old Guard, Elizabeth Moss, The Invisible Man, Issa Rae, The Lovebirds, Margot Robbie, Birds of Prey, of Harley Quinn, Salma Hayek, Like a Boss, Tiffany Haddish, Like a Boss, or Vanessa Hudgens, Bad Boys for Life.
Birds of prey and the flabbers of
No, it's Tiffany Haddish, Like a Boss. But yeah, that was the there was other stuff which is even more. So
what?
Will Smith won. Will Smith won act sorry, Movie Star 2020, but he lost to Chris Hemsworth Extraction for Action Movie Star of 2020.
Was a
I'm
good
so
film.
confused about this whole thing. Surely he should win both, but that's the People's Awards.
Have you seen
Everyone's at home.
Extraction?
No, is it
Good film.
good?
Yeah, it's a good film.
I must check it
It's on
out.
Netflix, I believe.
It's on the Netflix, the net of the flicks.
Yeah, flickies.
And there was another one last trailer on the week, Super Intelligence, which starred Melissa McCarthy, James Corden, Bobby Cannavale. I think it looks quite funny.
I did nothing for me, if I'm honest.
I think.
Supercomputer, you've got to prove that everyone's worth living before it destroys the world. Just boring. That's
I could
all
see it'd be like easy to watch, like The Holiday. It throwaway movie. Just give it a watch.
right.
It'd be easy in the eye.
My thing is, I can see the concept's clever, but can it grip me for like 2 hours or whatever? Has it got that strength to a story when you already know the world's not going to end? If the world ends, I'd be like, wow, that's like, wow. Do you know what I mean? But if
No,
it doesn't,
totally.
and it's just like, oh, she teaches the way about how amazing humanity is, it's a bit like, oh, boring. I know it's what people want, but you know what I mean, though? It's like, you kind
Massively.
of, it's unless something goes horribly wrong, you kind of know the film ended before you even get into it.
No, I totally agree.
Like
And
Titanic.
the last bit of news, even though I thought it was already confirmed, but Chris Pratt is apparently going to be in for Love and Thunder. So
Yeah.
that'll be I thought that was already a thing.
Unless he's replaced by Will Smith.
Will Smith, movie star of the year. Unless he wants to be an action movie, and of course they'll go for action movie star of the year. We'll see. We'll finish off with this week in history. You've got Twilight in 2008, based on the book by Stephenie Meyer, premieres in Los Angeles. I actually watched that this year. This is what lockdown's done to me. It was very weird. In
Like it.
1959, Ben-Hur, directed by William Wyler and starring Charlie Heston, premieres in New York City. We also won the Academy Award for Best Picture,
Oh.
which pretty cool. In 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on the book by Ken Kesey, directed by Milos Forman and starring Jack Nicholson and Louis Fletcher, is released. That won Academy Award for Best Picture,
Good film.
1976.
It's a good film.
And this week in 2002, Die Another Day, 20th James Bond film, released by Pierce Brosnan, and X-Men star Halle Berry
Roger
was
that,
released.
another
That wasn't
day,
a good film. And in
another day.
1976,
Sorry, did the Madonna song
Die Another Day. In 1976, Rocky, directed by John G. Avildsen and starring Sylvester Stallone, premieres in New York, which won Best Picture in 1977. If you want to hear more about Rocky, please check it out in our archives, and we'll explain how at the end of the show.
there? Featuring Ben.
Featuring Ben
It's
and the
got a
first ever
guest.
Sly Off.
Yeah, got a guest star and a sly off and all kinds of excitement happening on that show. I might listen to it
Did
myself.
Schnoogans.
Snoogans.
And that's it.
That's enough, isn't it? I guess it just sort of leaves us one place to go, and that's a little cheeky, dissection into the men of X. It's not just men, it's women as well, which is, it's
Yes.
X people.
X people.
But, yeah, we won't get into that. We'd never cover that. That's craziness. But yeah, it's time to dissect.
Let's do it.
And that is it. It's time to dissect the X-Men. We're looking at the first three of the franchise. Griff, your mutant power is synopsises, so take it away.
Go for it. Okay. X-Men.
You're telling me to go for it, but you're going for it.
Yeah, sorry. X-Men was released 12th of July 2000 in America, as usual, and we got it 18th of August in 2000 in a world where mutants, evolved superpowered humans, exist undiscriminated against. Two groups form for an inevitable clash. The Supremacist Brotherhood and the Pacifist X-Men. That's a weird synopsis that I struggled with. It
No
was
one noticed.
directed by, no, thank God for that. It was directed by Bryan Singer. It was written by Tom DeSanto and Bryan Singer, both of the story. It starred Hugh Jackman as Logan slash Wolverine, Patrick Stewart as Professor Charles Xavier, Ian McKellen as Eric Lenshear Magneto, Famke Janssen as Jean Grey, James Marsden as Scott Summers, Stoke, Cyclops, Hal Berry as Storm, Anna Paquin as Rogue, Tyler Mayne as Sabretooth, Ray Park as Toad, and Rebecca Rebecca Rumigin as Mystique. And there's some other people, but they're the main cast. So to get into X-Men, that's just a our taglines, change is coming. The evolution begins July 14th.
Good tagline.
I was a massive fan of the X-Men and I was collecting the comics. So when this was announced, I was very, very excited.
Especially when Hugh Jackman was announced as Wolverine, because visually it was perfect.
It was perfect. The only issues was I thought Magneto seemed a bit old, but I've learned to get over it. I've learned to get over it. Professor X was like the other perfect casting. Professor X, I just think it is an absolute given when he was cast. Like, yes, if anything, I would have thought they based Professor X off of Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, no, it was perfect. It was one of them that everyone always said for years that if this role came around, he'd be spot on for it.
He did. I got annoyed that Rogue was a kid.
Yeah.
Because my favourite X-Men is Gambit, and then the greatest romance in comic book history can no longer be put on screen, and it still hasn't. But again, the X-Men's the only film out of all the X-Men movies that had its only original plot. All the other X-Men films was kind of based off of comic book stories. But the first one, I find it really hard to like fault. I didn't like the fact that Sabretooth was a bit of a Dumbo as well, and like he took orders from Magneto. But that's just, again, going through comic book. You got to try and... This is a movie. It's not based on the comics. But I just thought Sabretooth wouldn't really be treated the way Magneto treats him. But I did like Toad, whereas I hated Toad in the comics. I thought Toad was portrayed pretty cool as old Ray Park, who formerly did Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, yeah.
Which is just, pretty good. But yeah, the first one's just, it's really good to show, like, Wolverine, very clever how he thinks Magneto's after him. But he's actually after Rogue, who can like steal like people's powers and kill them.
I felt like it was kind of obvious he was after Rogue, though.
Yeah, and I think Wolverine. Admittedly,
we saw bits that Wolverine never saw, like Mystique telling Rogue to leave and all this. So we probably inside him and tell. But as a film, it was a big task. Looking back on it, you kind of don't realize how big a task it is, because my wife had never seen it before, so she sat down and watched it with me. And at the end, I'd listed all the main characters and basically said, what is this person's mutant power?
Mm.
With like all the characters. And she got them like, all right. Because my thing is, it's so hard as a fan of like the comic books to know if they're getting across what it is, because it's hard, because every individual obviously is different.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's very much just like, you know, to get across, you know, what, you know, Professor X, you know, Jean Grey, Cyclops, what each of them has that's so different. So you have to tell that backstory as well as evolving an actual story. It was a big task for a debut movie.
Because this is obviously when the Avengers was formed, they decided to do like individual films as a backstory to like we didn't have this,
exactly.
And I suppose it was a given like for some people to go to cinema to know these characters' backstories. Like I love the fact they kept the friction between Wolverine and Cyclops and Jean Grey, that love triangle, that they kept very very close to the comics, whereas I know nowadays people can be very kind of, oh, don't do that, don't do this. But I thought it's a good story. It was at the time, like when I saw the posters, I'm like, oh, the X-Men should be in yellow. But like, I kind of get it that like
Well,
They
similar what they've done,
didn't.
similar what they did with the Avengers, isn't it? I mean, this is the first one that sort of had to bite the bullet and sort of change, you know, forget what you knew. Because if Wolverine had done this dressed like, you know, Wolverine in the yellow and that, it would have looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
It
I
just wouldn't
miss.
have come across as, you know, you can't have the cartoon is perfect, but I think like live action, it just would have looked like we doing, mate.
The special effects for its time as well. Mystique's special effects was good, and one thing you see through the three films, just how, I suppose not as much the three films, she's hardly in it, but it's just how that's improved.
Yeah,
It's just.
the growth of Mystique's is great. Similar to what we said about Toy Story, you could watch the evolution and see
Yeah.
it getting more polished as it went on. Similar to this. It's sorry, go on.
No, go on, you.
I was just gonna say my issue with this is like it's hard. Obviously, you're talking about it all, so it's hard not to jump about. But I think where Avengers succeeded and this failed is I felt like from the first film, whether you knew it or not, Avengers was heading towards Endgame. When I don't believe with this that they knew they were going to Last Stand.
I don't. And if anything, I feel like if they did know that, they kind of very much rushed it.
I mean, it could have been such a stronger film if they'd headed towards Magneto building Sentinels or somehow getting that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose superheroes, but then, like, I suppose it's kind of let's roll the dice and see how this goes before thinking about more. I suppose, but then you weren't thinking of multiple
Well,
films.
Marvel was like shit street at this point, wasn't it? When they were in real trouble, they're
Oh
like,
yeah, they sold Marvel actually, like, sold all their movies to different film studios,
yeah, this is
and
when they're really like trying to save the franchise, I guess.
Oh, I didn't say about budget. So this had a budget of 75 million. It made 54 million this opening weekend, and it grossed 296 million. So it was quite a success story. And obviously, it's got the backing of like people that love the comics to kind of would draw them onto the big screen. Because before this, I know you had Superman, and obviously you had Batman, which again both DC. And apart from, I think this came before the first Spider-Man. I'm just trying to see where Spider-Man came out. I think this was the first probably big Marvel Studios. Well, it's not Marvel Studios, sorry, the big Marvel
I don't think,
movie.
but this should have been like X-Men was always cooler than Avengers. Well, for me anyway,
It
because
was for me, like.
they did have the TV series, obviously the cartoon and that over here, and everything else. But yeah, Avengers, they're just kind of a bit like they weren't.
Spider-Man was 2002, so it came out t 2 years later. So yeah, this is the first big kind of, because before that you had, I know we've kind of touched on them with Lazy Hollywood. You've got the real dodgy kind of Fantastic Four movies. You've got the real kind of TV budget Spider-Mans and Hulks. So X-Men was kind of a big change in, whereas Batman was like dark, X-Men was kind of.
This felt like a superhero film.
It did. It like about like unison and a coming together. It's very interesting to read that. I can't believe it really. That like to think Patrick Stewart and Sir Ian McKellen don't know how to play chess, and they actually had to get taught how to play chess. That really just seemed like people that would be able to play chess.
Especially for how short the scene is, you'd think you wouldn't really have to learn. You could have just been
Yeah, be
told.
like, look, can you put your? I don't even feel like I see where they place the pieces.
No.
And apparently, shortly after he set to the role of Magneto, Ian McKellen was offered the role of Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, which at first he had to decline.
Oh,
He spoke
shock,
to
not
Bryan Singer
that.
about his interest in making the Lord of the Rings, and Singer agreed to rearrange this movie's shooting schedule so McKellen could finish his scenes by the end of 1999, freeing him up to travel to New Zealand. In January 2000, well, Lord of the Rings had been in production. So imagine how different the Lord of the Rings would have been if they said, like, no.
Thou shalt
And
not go.
apparently, now I'm trying to go. Hugh Jackman took ice cold showers every morning of filming in order to get into character. So that's really X-Men, which solid entry, I say,
Yeah, well, I
introduction
mean, I
to these characters, what household names now.
was gonna say it was a big task, you know, in the sense that there is a massive backstory to this, you know, and there was no prelude. I mean, even like you could say your Incredible Hulks and Captain America and Spider-Man, whether you like sort of the crappy ones or anything like that, there is still some sort of backstory out there in the world.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I suppose we get it eventually, the backstory, but not to all the characters still. But we do get a certain form of backstory. We've obviously we'll probably explore it later down the line with the next three X-Men movies, or four if
But
you include Dark Phoenix.
yeah, but again, that's, I mean, my opinion is like it's too far back.
Yeah,
That
totally.
could have been like a 20-minute bit of beginning, you know. 20 minutes at the beginning could have shown Magneto, Xavier, how it sort of went wrong and everything like that. And but yeah.
But then we've got X-Men 2, which changed everything. X-Men 2 premiered 24th of April 2003 in England. America didn't get it until 28th of April 2003. Which,
Oh.
yeah, there you go. We got it first when anti-mutant Colonel William Stryker kidnaps Professor X and attacks his school. The X-Men must ally with their arch enemy Magneto to stop him. Again, directed by Bryan Singer. The story was penned by Zach Penn, David Hayter, and the cast is pretty much everyone we've mentioned, with the inclusion of Brian Cox as William Stryker, Alan Cumming as Kurt Wagner, Nightcrawler. We had Aaron Stanford as Pyro, and Sean Ashmore as Iceman. Iceman had a little bit in the last film, but Pyro and
He's never really described
Iceman
as
have
Iceman,
more.
though, was he?
No, he doesn't. X-Men 2 for me is absolutely, like, it's probably my opinion changes between this and Days of Future Past, my favorite X-Men movie. This is definitely they definitely battle it out. This had a budget of 110 million, so a lot more money. And made 85 million this opening weekend and 407 million worldwide gross. This just seemed like everything you'd want from a sequel. It was bigger, it was better. It was just the opening scene in the White House was just amazing.
Yeah, but again, it's the power of you've had the backstory now. You can dive straight in. I guess to Batman to Begins to the Dark Knight. You know, you know how you got to the dance now. You know these characters. You know, you've got the ability to weed in a couple more characters, but you're there. You know Wolverine. You know all these sort of mannerisms and he's a bit wild and all this, and so you can just dive in and do stuff, which I think helps a lot.
And it was clever that, like, I guess they already planned to kind of really center the story on Wolverine in number two. Because obviously, at the end of number one, you see Wolverine go off to kind of try and find out his own backstory, because he does have kind of, he doesn't remember really what happened.
No.
So it was very clever to, like, concentrate on him. It just was, we got a lot more Mystique. We got a lot more. We didn't have Sabretooth and Toad are gone.
Yeah.
We don't see them as characters. We see Sabretooth return in Wolverine Origins as a different actor and a different, like, mannerisms,
Look.
but they're gone. And yeah, there's this whole, like, Magneto having to side with the X-Men to kind of help, like, his old friend, but also, like, the back of his mind to protect mutants, because Stryker wants to literally kill every mutant on the planet. And so the motives are there, the action sequences are there. Two's just amazing. Just, I can't say much, like, more praise for it. If I had one little snippet, I didn't like the fact that we had a scene with Nightcrawler talking to Mystique, because technically Nightcrawler is Mystique's son. But that's just me again. Got to forget about the comic book world and
Yeah, but
the
the
movie
thing
world.
is, you have and you haven't. But this is what we were saying at the beginning about, you felt like Endgame was always going to be Endgame, and this sort of, it felt like you had a bunch of writers that sort of were going against, like, who are you trying to please? Because it's your hardcore audience that are going to give you your 52 million at the first weekend. So, if you want them to then go back and watch it multiple time and break box office records like Endgame, don't necessarily disrespect the franchise.
And
There's a really fine line of cutting your new audience, but your new audience aren't going to be people that go see it three, four times in the cinema. It's going to be your hardcores that love it. So you have to show them respect, or you're not making, stupid box office profits.
Yeah, totally. Interesting enough, so they sold Patrick Stewart's Professor X's wheelchair after the first movie. And when it came to going it, they're like, we don't have a wheelchair. So the guy who bought it loaned it back to the film studio for a significant sum. So I'd love to know how much that sum
Well, it's
was.
good because then he suddenly got the wheelchair from one and two. So it sort of adds value on it.
Apparently, like, the replica of the president's desk in the Oval Office was so detailed it took him 2 months to build. And this is one of four X-Men movies. This is the first one where Stan Lee didn't appear in a cameo. And when they asked him, like, why, he simply said, because no one asked him.
It's a fair response, but again, that became obviously a standard. And again, like I said, it's what we said, just showing respect to the franchise. And
Totally. And there's loads of little cameos for, there's enough there for fans to kind of notice. You give a very quick, like, he never gets addressed as Colossus, but obviously, if you know the guy turns into, like, Steel, that is Colossus. There's loads of little snippets of things if people see of there's enough there for the fans. And if you're eagle-eyed when you Yuriko's computer goes on the files, this is the first time we see Remnant of You on the little computer thing. If you're eagle-eyed, there's loads of people on there, but obviously I've always noticed that because that's where I saw it. But there's even Hank McCoy, Beast doesn't come and say, there's all these other mu they try to, like, shove so many little Easter eggs in here to please people.
Yeah, but is that too much though? I mean, teasing the character you don't get, is that too far the other way?
It is too far the other way. It's kind of teasing. Kind of teasing.
Especially with some of them you don't even really get a payoff for.
You don't. There wasn't a lot of Cyclops in this movie. There wasn't a lot of it seems like some of the characters took a back seat. Because there was more superheroes. Rogue didn't really have a massive lot to do. It was more in a kind of like a love triangle, so to speak. But it's still, for me, X-Men 2 is probably the strong one of the strongest additions to it. I just really I really enjoyed 2.
Yeah,
Two's
no,
a really
too.
enjoyable watch. And the raid on the Professor Xavier, the school is pretty awesome. It's just really clever that Professor X is stuck in this kind of mind warp, and yeah, it's just a race just to help him. And then you think Magneto's like saved him, but he changed it on it and that gets Professor X to concentrate on all the humans. So, like, just kind of reminds you, like, he may have worked with him, but he's still the bad guy. He's still the bad
Yeah.
guy, which I like. And then we got X-Men: The Last Stand. Oh, boy, this came out. It actually came out the first in France, 22nd of May at the Cannes Film Festival,
Oh.
which was surprising. But came out the UK 25th of May 2006, and did not come out in America until 26 May, to say the same. No, we got it a day early. We got a day early than America. It was directed this time by Brett Ratner, so it wasn't directed by Bryan Singer because he was making the new Superman movie. Written by Simon Kinberg and Zach Penn, and all the cast you know, but the notable additions are Kelsey Grammer as Dr. Henry, Hank McCoy as Beast, Vinnie Jones as Juggernaut, Ellen Page as Shadowcat, and Ben Foster as Angel or Archangel, depends how you want to call him, really. Sorry, I forgot to say at the end of two, like, obviously, Jean Grey dies, and that's a massive sacrifice, and kind of you really feel that. And this obviously leads us on to The Last Stand, and I'm guessing where they go with like a bit more of the Dark Phoenix kind of storyline. The human government develops a cure for mutations, and Jean Grey becomes a darker, uncontrollable persona called the Phoenix, who allies with Magneto, causing escalation into an all-out battle for the X-Men. This had a budget of $210 million. It made 102 million this opening weekend, and it made 460 million worldwide. Now, I'll wait for you to tell your opinion because I actually hate this movie. But
I hate it because, again, like what I said, like I didn't actually say, but I really like number two, by the way. I didn't actually say that because I was going off in a bit of a tangent, but I really like number two, and I agree with you, it's probably the best out of the three that we saw. But now this one, I find it, again, it massively disrespects a lot. You've got so many unnecessary deaths. Some of the casting suspects, I mean, obviously. We talk about the films obviously off air as well because it's what we do. But yeah, Juggernaut was nothing against Vinnie Jones, but look at Deadpool, just Deadpool 2 and the casting of what they did with Juggernaut. It's night and day. I mean, and obviously you can't swear in these X-Men films and all that. But Juggernaut, we're doing so little in Deadpool 2, literally came across as one of the baddest fuckers and just felt like a real threat to everyone. And here. It just was stupid.
I don't know what they were thinking with this movie. They kind of feel like they want to go bigger and badder. But it just loses its way. As you get, it's so disrespectful. So many characters like Juggernaut's like opening line, pretty much being like, I need to get out, I need to have a pee. And I'm like, what are you? Oh. That so much happens for this that you really end up being detached. So when Professor X is like deaf, technically, that should be pretty like emotional moment. But yet, for some reason, like you don't kind of feel like that. When Cyclops dies, even though it's off, Cyclops doesn't even get a death on screen.
No.
It just an off-screen death. Like, what's that all about? And just there's so much going on. So many people losing powers, or so many people dying. There's just so much into it. So when at the end of the movie, where Wolverine kills Jean Grey, which is supposed to be the most kind of like, oh my God, like you're just relieved to see the credits. Just so many people are like, you think Angel's going to be a big player. I think when the trailer came out, Angel was kind of like all over the trailer. And he's literally in like three little bits, mainly probably just to rescue like his dad at the end of it. Rogue again takes a back step, isn't it even like less? And then she chooses to have the antidote to kind of get rid of him. And it was just, I don't know, these darts were just draining all these superheroes of their powers or people dying. There was so much going on. It's just how Brett Ratner ruined this. There's a reason why they do not really like pay attention to this movie in it. And obviously they had to like reboot it because Professor X is obviously in Logan. So it kind of ignores the fact that this movie happened. It's so terrible. And you think how many people, as you say, so many people died or lose their powers. When we had Infinity War, when all those characters at the end faded and went, it sent absolute shocks around the world. When this happened, didn't really care.
In an Endgame where you actually had legit deaths and you realize that these ones weren't just someone that can be brought back and they were gone. It sent like shocks. Obviously like
It just didn't.
Iron Man.
Exactly. It's I had
Even
tears down my eyes like Iron Man. And here it was just kind of like, what have you done? As I say, Juggernaut is like the biggest. If you think X-Men Last Stand, the first thing I think of is how they have ruined Juggernaut and how they missed cast him. I didn't like the fact, I suppose it is the character. I didn't like the fact that Mystique changed and Magneto was just like, you're one of them now, like shrug shoulders. And I get it. I suppose he would be like that. But just so many characters that you're supposed to. Whereas with Avengers, you've got to know these characters like they are your heroes. On here, they just kind of they forget all the people from the original like first movie and just kind of like just throw them aside. And there's some really dodgy special effects for them trying to make Professor X and Magneto look young in the opening scene. But I'm guessing it is like 2006, and obviously we've evolved since then. And Professor X is a bit of a dick in this movie as well.
But like I said, even like the Avengers, even like Black Widow and Hawkeye, when they were fighting, I mean, Hawkeye is probably the least popular character, I'd say.
He still loved.
But there was still something really dramatic about, oh my God, he's gonna die. He's gonna die for her. Doing, and it was just like so wild. And it's just I don't know, Cyclops, like you said, Cyclops massively deserved better. They didn't need to kill all of these people. It's like the strength, and obviously it's years later and people learn and all this, the strength from Avengers that if you'd killed Hulk, if you'd killed Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, all of them, it wouldn't have had the same effect because you get so used to the death. It, you know, you don't have time to process one, you're already moving on to the next one. So the fact that like someone like Cyclops, who if you are a hardcore fan, is like he's a bit of a dick, and there's always this clash with Wolverine, but he's a big deal. He's the leader of the X-Men. You know,
Exactly. And you
just to
just
kill him off because in there, it felt to me in their head they had gone, right, we don't need an X-Men film. We need a Wolverine film. He's the star.
Yeah.
How do we separate this guy from everyone else? And the answer is you fucking kill them all.
Also feel like they were forced to like, okay, we've got to bring in new characters. We can't just do X-Men 3 and just keep the because obviously the X-Men have like there's been hundreds of people that have been in the X-Men, and I feel like they're like as more people come in, obviously they've got to like make room for other. Apparently they didn't Nightcrawler didn't appear because they didn't really feel it was worth the hours of makeup to have him in it, which you can tell could be Mystique as well, because Mystique took quite a lot of makeup to do, but she obviously got her little storyline. I just think they just got it so wrong, and they're lucky. In a way, I'm thankful because if we didn't have this movie, I think we never would have got X-Men: The New Class, and then like X-Men: Days of Futures Past.
But imagine if,
So,
like, imagine if the first X-Men film, Magneto tried to do it with Sabretooth and all, it didn't do that. Fine. The second one, Magneto was trying to think, but everything was like sort of scarpered. But then you saw at the end he was trying to build this army of like Sentinels or something. And the third one was generally like, you know, Sentinel destroying everything. The X-Men had to almost be heroes to this sort of country that turned against them because anyone that could fight it would have been such an epic story.
it would
And
have
when you've
been.
seen growth between the three, Dark Phoenix is just, in my opinion, I think they failed at it twice now because it's not, it's a saga. That's what it's called, the Phoenix Saga. It's not, you can't tell this story in like a 3-hour film. It has to be multiple films planned out to get you to this point perfectly.
Yeah, who
It
knows? If the Marvel
is.
Cinematic Universe gets it, we may get the Dark Phoenix storyline
It is.
that we all deserve.
That's the thing. It is, you know, Thanos going round over 6 films collecting all these slight stones in that. You know, it wasn't done in the space of one movie. It was over multiple films, like they're turning up at the end of, you know, Ragnarok or, you know, in Guardians of the Galaxy, it was placed out over a long period of time to build for this guy to be a threat.
They
You
didn't
know,
rush it. They were like, people gonna like
it was a
want to see these
backstory.
movies.
It was a backstory based around other stories. Having Magneto in so many, it kind of, you know, you can't have Doctor Doom in every Captain America film.
Okay, I
You
know you said
can't.
that we
You
can't
can't.
swear, but X-Men: The Last Stand is shit.
Well, you
And
can.
for me, it's the worst. It's the worst. I say it's the worst. Loads of people on Twitter have told me that I need to see Dark Phoenix before branding X-Men: The Last Stand as the worst superhero movie. Because apparently that isn't very good. I own it. I'm under no like rush to like open it. It's been ages since seeing The Last Stand. I think the last time I saw it was at the cinema, and I only bought it because I need to own it. And yeah, it's just as rubbish. If I was going to pick up any kind of highlight, don't know.
It's Wolverine still.
What? A highlight.
It
Yeah,
has to be.
Wolverine. Yeah, Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah, and I
Has to
suppose
be has to be the
I spent
continued
like
growth
again,
of
Rogue at the end,
Wolverine.
like giving her powers up, and she says, "He's Iceman's like, oh, this is what I wanted because it was me." She put her hand on his hand. I'm like, "You're not a mutant anymore, now, Rogue. I know you think it's the love story. Like, you got to leave the school now. You're just a normal girl now." Yeah, it's just terrible. And I suppose like, what if you're gonna have Dark Phoenix? It's
See
actually murderous
Avengers.
not to have more of Cyclops in it, and just yeah, that's all we need to say really on the matter.
Oh, do you think Dark Phoenix? I mean, the main thing is, seeing Cyclops like crumbling.
Yeah.
As the woman he loves sort of becomes this beast he can't control kind of thing. It adds a different layer to it. But even in the first film, when like Rogue was on the machine and Cyclops was like, take the shot, and he goes, "Oh, I can't, I might hurt Rogue." And you think, well, the whole
We
fucking
put it out to
country's about to
Twitter.
blow up, mate, so make a choice.
What would you think like of the three movies? X-Men: The Last Stand got 11%, which is crazy. X-Men got 25%, and X-Men 2 won with 64%. Thank you for getting involved. Away from the movie, obviously not going to talk about like comics per se because obviously it came from a comic book, but there were comics that were brought out in celebrate to like back up the first movie. You got an annual for Magneto, Rogue, and Wolverine, which kind of gives a little bit of backstory in there, and then the main comic of the movie. You found some toys?
Yeah, some toys. I mean, obviously there was an official line. The Marvel Legends, which are obviously amazing figures, have in recent years sort of done like Magneto and Professor X with like changing heads to sort of go through all of the franchise and sort of adapt with who's playing him. From the original ones, the only one that I found was quite interesting was a Mystique.
That's pretty
Came
sick.
with a Wolverine outfit to put over the top. It looks naff, but
It's a
it's a
clever
clever
idea.
idea. It's a very clever idea, but
No,
it looks
he's
the way for
good.
Wolverine
I know,
was
man. I
atrocious,
suppose
but it was a very clever
without me,
idea.
well, we skimmed over it really quickly. I really do enjoy the cell they put Magneto in at the end of the first movie, and it's in X 2. That was very clever. And the whole how they broke him out was really good. I just think it's really good. And obviously the
Yep.
Nightcrawler's scene is probably on par with Quicksilver's scene from Days of Future Past as like best scenes in like the franchise. But X-Men.
Quicksilver scenes are some of
Yeah.
my favorite scenes, period.
We will.
I think they're fucking amazing, but obviously we'll get to them one day. But yeah, spoiler, I love them. I guess it leaves it time to do the top six. Obviously, we've said this week the top six is top six mutant powers, which is completely based
We've
around
got
what you've
Cyclops'
just
laser
seen.
eyes. We've
What
got
are the
Mystique's
six powers,
shape-shifting
Griff?
ability. We've got Rogue's power steel. We've got Wolverine's healing powers, Magneto's metal power, and Professor X's mind control.
Perfect. I'm gonna dive in with my number six. It's probably not a massive surprise. It is Cyclops' lazy eyes. His laser eyes,
Yeah,
and
I think they make cool
yeah, me.
shades.
It'd just be
Like,
pain,
oh, you
wouldn't
look
it?
really
Pain in the
cool.
fucking
But
ass.
all in all, like, it'll be pretty annoying. It'd be
That's
pretty annoying,
money
and
though, mate.
I never understand like why the rays can't burn through his eyelids. But we're talking about if we had powers, you'd just be like have to sleep with your glasses on as well. So yeah, was my fix. Number five, I
You wake
gave
up with
Rogue's
nightmare and
power
blow a
steal.
hole
That's
through
all cool. Like
a wall.
obviously in this day and age, there's no one's got powers to steal. I suppose I
That's
could
what I
steal a
went for.
footballer's talent. I could steal a footballer's talent and get paid like football. Like yeah, it's good in the superhero world, but in the main world, I don't know. Yeah, don't know how good it'll be.
You know, I went for Rogue as well. I find it more of a hindrance than anything else.
Yeah.
The only time it'd work is if you were boxing and you sort of touched the boxer and got their power, but you'd have to kiss them and it'd
Give
be
me a big
weird
boy.
and for an opening round sort of maneuver. Yes, I
Number
think
four is Magneto.
my number four is Magneto.
Yeah, my number
I
four
like
is Magneto. Yeah, as you said, I
the
don't
idea of this.
know
I just
what
don't know what I'd do with
I'd.
it.
I feel like it could only. I think you could only cause like chaos, really,
Once you
and
sort of moved a
just.
few bits around, well, you'd lift stuff around and, you know, shopping, you know, you'd always make sure that the wife bought a frying pan or
This is
something just
true.
so you could lift up the whole bag on the way home or
Well,
something without really lifting up the bag.
it's out late. My
Going to
number
get on a
three,
frying
I gave
pan? Not really.
Wolverine
Why?
healing
It's half a
powers.
bag, lazy
And
bastard. Oh.
the reason for this, I thought about this. The reason for this is all great. A, it
Me
hurts in the
too.
first place, so I'm not like invincible. It does fucking hurt. And B, I don't like it because I think I'd be reckless to feel like, I'm not gonna die. Like it's fine. It's great to have. You'd heal, but it's not invincibility. Oh yeah.
Bit like that time you took out life insurance to include walking home drunk. Yeah, I'd be the same. I mean, this is a mutant power that
Yeah.
I think encourages hurting yourself. As a party trick where you're drunk, you'd break your own arm to show
Number
yourself
two.
heal. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I'd
I've got
use it.
Professor's mind control. This is why we're good friends. This is why we're
Professor
friends.
X mind control.
Just become
Yeah.
best friends?
We've just gone from good friends to friends now. You've backtracked. Yeah, again, it's fun and it's nice. It's one of those ones where do I want it? Not necessarily. But do I think
I
it would
think
be
it
a
would be
cool one
cool,
to
but I
have?
feel
Yeah.
like
Will I
I'd
use it? I
manipulate it too
can't. But
much,
it's there,
and
isn't it, if you need it.
you'd hear what people like, hear what your friends are thinking of you, and you'll be like, "Oh, fucking hell, he really does think I'm a twat." Like, I don't know. I think it'd be great to have. There's massive things you could do with it, but again, it could be abused. And number one, which obviously we both agree,
Like children of the corn.
Mystique's shape-shifting ability. This I could have a hell of a lot of fun with. A hell of a lot of fun. Just turn up at a restaurant and be like, "Oh my God, like, have you got a
Oh,
table?"
cool. I mean,
Oh, thanks. Oh, Mr. Ryan Reynolds, of course. What are you doing in sunny London?
come
In
in.
Wrexham.
Well,
What are you doing at Pizza Express? Ain't
looking
Prince
at
Andrew.
Wrexham.
Oh.
That's why. But yeah, no, it'd be cool. You could
I'd
literally just
literally, you could literally like
you could
take
use it
out
to do
like an
whatever, couldn't
opposition
you? It
player
opens up
and
a
just
whole cool pair.
be their goalkeeper and just let in goals.
You could cause
Oh,
carnage. You could
I never thought
make a
about
lot of
that.
money on Cameo. You can make a lot of money on TikTok. YouTube, Instagram, this show would be really big because The Rock could be
We'll be
advertising
deceiving
us.
people,
I
but who
mean, it would do a
cares?
lot of good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mean, there's a moral side to understand that, but it's not there, so you can be have fun with it. Yeah, get involved. The list, obviously, you can find us on social media, and also the list is going to be
You can
on
find
our
us at
YouTube. If
Paul
people want to
and
find us on
Griff
Instagram,
Show.
Griff, where can they find us?
Find us
Of
at
course, that
Paul
never-ending
Ben Griff
Twitter
Show.
box. Where can they find us on Twitter? beautiful. And also, make sure you go over to YouTube and search Paul and Griff Show. You will see our logo. That's a good chance that'll be our channel. We have loads of the top sixes, just cut up into the top sixes, put on there for you to listen to and leave comments, like and subscribe, share, do everything you can. Thank you very much for supporting the show. We are eternally grateful. Even we have got to
It's been
watch
Last Stand of
X-Men: The
Shit.
Last Stand. And Griff, final thought.
But puffing that, like, yeah. Thanks for the support, as you say. And
I've said, see you next week.
see you next week, where we'll be diving into another movie franchise, dissecting and slicing with all of our adamantium claws. See you, Bob.